There's also a presidential race in neighboring Senegal. Elections there take place next month. The man to beat is three-term incumbent president Abdoulaye Wade. Among the other candidates, Senegalese musician and political activist Youssou N'Dour. Senegal's been waiting to hear whether he'd run or not, and today he said he would. He said he sees running for president as a supreme patriotic duty. N'Dour's candidacy is perfect fodder for John Street, who studies the intersection of music and politics. He's a professor at the University of East Anglia in the UK and author of the book Music and Politics. So Youssou N'Dour is no stranger to politics. He's a serious musician and seriously minded politically. What do you think of Youssou N'Dour taking this next step as a presidential candidate? Is it a career breaker or is it a good political move?
Well, it's an interesting move. I think a serious risk in many senses because of the unpopularity you risk as a politician, which you don't typically risk as a musician.
Senegal is not as politically corrupt or unstable as, say, Haiti. And last year, Haitians voted in Michel Martelly. He's known in the music world as Sweet Mickey, and he's a pop star down in Haiti. I'm wondering what challenges, though, or criticism you see for Youssou N'Dour should he move on to, you know, the next round.
Well, I think one of the interesting things about stars of this kind, celebrities, as we might call them, who become politicians, is they aren't trained politicians. They haven't come up through parties typically. They don't have a necessary feel for what political decisions involve. So there is risk of both for those who elect them and for their own careers.
Do you know of any musicians who have made the shift from entertainment to politics and actually turned out to be pretty good, surprising politicians?
Well, we've got in Brazil, Gilberto Gil, who has been a culture minister there for some time. And he was obviously before that a musician of some considerable note. It is certainly possible for musicians and artists of various kinds to engage with politics. And it just depends on their own personal skills, I think. And also, I think it varies according to cultures and countries as to how musicians, film stars, and the others are regarded. Some places, these people will be taken very seriously as representatives of that people. In others, they will be seen just as entertainers and therefore having nothing really to contribute to politics.
You know, about 3 years ago, I was speaking with a music journalist in Dakar in Senegal and talking about Youssou N'Dour and just kind of his own entourage. And she told me he has more aides than the president, more people advising him than Senegal's own president. I'm just wondering what you think that might tell us about a musician who has all these handlers and advisors and press people in place.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, that's a very interesting insight. And I suspect it may well be true that musicians, at least of the caliber of Youssou N'Dour, have that kind of support, which perhaps politicians lack. I think the thing that they will find most surprising, however, is the ways in which musicians are largely flattered by all whom they meet. Maybe the occasional critic will have a go at them, but otherwise they are pretty much in their own little bubble. But when you engage with politics, you come across really difficult questions, and you have, by the nature of the profession, to make yourself hugely unpopular because you have to make choices, really hard choices. And I think that's something that musicians and others are not so used to and perhaps find difficult to engage with.
But a lot of politicians are flattered. So in a way, maybe entertainment is a great training ground for politics.
Well, I think increasingly, as we watch elections around the world, we see politicians who are trying to win over the people, win their support, adopting the style and the techniques that celebrities have long practiced.
John Street, author of the book Music and Politics. Good to speak with you. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
And seeing that Youssou N'Dour is shaking up the political scene in Senegal, we'll close today's program with a tune he recorded with Peter Gabriel, Shaking the Tree. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.